It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, February 1st, 2016. On this date in 1892, when the city of New York was experiencing heavy snow and bitterly cold temperatures, Mrs. Caroline Webster Schermerhorn Astor decided to alleviate the winter blahs and invite a few friends over for a little get-together at her vacation cottage in Newport, Rhode Island. The cottage was a 16,000-square-foot mansion called Beechwood, which boasted a grand ballroom that would hold 400 people. Because Mrs. Astor limited her guest list to that magic number, the 400 became synonymous with anybody who was anybody, those who could pass muster as the social elite. Inclusion in the social register has historically been limited to members of polite society, members of the American upper class and the establishment, and those of old money, or white Anglo-Saxon Protestant families within the social register cities, Baltimore, Boston, Chicago, Cleveland, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Portland, Providence, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C., as well as ones for certain southern cities. In European countries, similar directories for the perceived upper class, such as Burke's Peerage and Landed Gentry in the United Kingdom, have been published for hundreds of years. The social elite was always a small, closed group. The leadership was well known to the readers of society pages, but in larger cities it was impossible to remember everyone or to keep track of new debutantes, marriages, obituaries, and so the solution was the social register, which listed the names and addresses of the families who mingled in the same private clubs, attended the right teas and cotillions, worshipped together at prestige churches, funded the proper charities, and lived in exclusive neighborhoods, and sent their daughters to finishing schools, and their sons away to prep schools. One of the earliest social registers in the United States was the Cleveland Social Directory, later known as the Cleveland Blue Book. Its first publication appeared in 1880 and was described as a ladies' visiting list and shopping guide for Cleveland society. A volume called The List, a visiting and shopping directory, was published in New York in 1880 by Maurice Minton. It included lists of prominent New York families with their addresses. The original New York Social Register was first published in 1886 by Lewis Keller, a German-American of wide social acquaintance who combined the visiting lists of a number of fashionable ladies to compile the families included. Initially, it consisted largely of the descendants of Dutch or English settlers, the Knickerbocker merchant class who had built New York City. Think Vanderbilts and Roosevelts, in addition to the Astors. The Rockefellers were Baptists and knew money, and therefore couldn't get in. One's entry in a social register was not guaranteed to be permanent. People were removed from time to time from the ranks for various scandals or simply for pursuing undesirable careers, such as the theater. For example, Jane Wyatt, the mother on Father Knows Best and a descendant of the prominent Van Rensselaer family, was dropped for a time, as was Charles Alden Black, whose offense was marrying ex-child star Shirley Temple. These days, the concept of the social register seems to be increasingly irrelevant, as out of touch as Downton Abbey's Dowager Countess of Grantham, who once wondered, "What is a weekend?" I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 1st, 2016. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.